And you have that saying, the saying, what is it? The guns don't kill people, people kill people, but monkeys do too. If they've got a gun. Without a gun, they're pretty friendly, but with a gun, they're pretty dangerous.
He was in his red leather transmission tent, dealing himself a practice hand of bridge. Remember yesterday?
Oh, yes, I remember. Yesterday.
Oh, you mean yesterday?
Yeah, you mean Sunday, Sunday.
Yeah. While Korak was stealthily pushing his way through the dense Uzizi forest. Remember that? Yeah, remember him? He said the apes of the Forbidden Valley are certainly alert, he thought to himself, as other hairy hands pinned his arms to his sides, jerked the spear from his left hand, and dragged him through the underbrush. There was no point struggling, he realized, for he sensed that they meant him no harm. The grip of their thick fingers were firm, not violent.
Coming this way.
That sounds like the WPA play, yeah. Right?
And they wouldn't be lethal, they'd just be... And you remember in the 70s, there's all that work we'd done with monkeys, the signing thing. Hey, you're a monkey. Yeah, I'm a monkey. So what's it like being a monkey? Not bad. What's it like being a human? Pretty good.
Ladies and gentlemen, the perennial candidate for vice president on the Natural Surrealist Party ticket, let us welcome George Leroy Tirebinder.
Thank you, Peter. Well, as you know, the Natural Surrealist Party is extremely proud of its long traditions dating as far back as 1972.
That's a long way, George.
Yes, and of course, many of you in the audience will perhaps remember the promises we made in that very early time. One man, one channel. Now we say one person, one home page.
Right. One bozo, one hot button,
that's,
you know?
Right. Yeah. And there's one organism, one vote.
Oh, yeah.
I will be back to that in a moment, as you know. And, of course, the guaranteed annual year.
Love it.
This year, we are promising, the Natural Surrealist Party is promising, that this guaranteed annual year will move no faster than the speed of life.
I love it. I absolutely love it. But what's this I hear about you narrowing and focusing the platform of one organism, one vote, to extend citizenship to all the great apes?
Well, you know, it's my response. You know, the vice president, of course, is virtually president. And
yes.
So I can do just about anything I want to do. it's perfectly legal. So I would like to introduce to you a dear friend of mine, a supporter of mine.
Oh,
here he is, Cheetah, ladies and gentlemen. There he is. Yes, let's come on. Cheetah, behave yourself. Living out there for the last 20 years in Tarzana.
Oh, the George Burns of chimpanzees. Yes. I love him.
Sweetie pie. All right. Now, as you know, as you could tell from his actions there recently, don't eat my script. That's very good. Genetically, only 1% of DNA away from us human beings.
That's
only
1%.
99% human.
Yeah. What did he say?
Jane is only a Jane, but a good cigar is a smoke. The great apes, that's the chimpanzees, the orangutans, and the gorillas, support strong family values.
I'm glad.
They certainly reject guerrilla warfare, as we know. And they favor lower taxes because... Well, it's hard to reach the high ones when your knuckles are on the ground.
Well, it's going to take a long time,
Usually
I think.
Most people's knuckles are on the ground these
days. Yeah, just scraping by.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to take a while for these reforms to kick in,
yes?
George. How are you going to tell a 2-ton gorilla that they can't vote?
It's a tough one.
How do you do it?
Well, with great tact.
Yes.
And American Sign Language. It's, watch this now. You see, he's right away.
Marvelous, George.
Thank you. Not insane.
George Leroy Tirebiter.
Can I have a banana? No, I have no bananas on this day. You have no bananas? Well, if you have no bananas, I'm not talking to you. What's that mean? I don't know, I just ad-libbed it. Give me a banana. Give me a banana. All right. All right, what do you want to know? Well, how does the monkey community interact? You know, in the usual way. Give me another banana. No. No more bananas. I've got a gun. You didn't even sign that time. I know. We've been able to talk. We've been talking for years. But when you guys turn up, we just go, whoo, whoo, whoo. When you piss off, we go, well, he was a bit weird, wasn't he? We have a posh British accent. What do you think, Samantha? I don't know. I don't really like the sound of him. Monkey see, monkey do, yes. I think he's more monkey do. So what I thought, you know, is you give a gun to a monkey and then let him into Charlton Heston's house. And then you lock the doors and then film it through the window. And we'll find out. Thank you, 12 people. We'll find out whether, you know, it is the gun. But, well, they might have to change the line to guns don't kill people. People kill people. And monkeys do, too, brackets, if they've got a gun. Close to it. And a monkey, he'll be just... And you train him to reload, because that's fair. You know... But you don't train in the full sort of FBI. On the floor, on the floor. On the floor! You got bananas? Have you got bananas? Where's Chant? Chant in the other room? All right. Got bananas? You got bananas? Are you chanting? All right, man. Thank you, ma'am. So, we'd watch that, yeah? Tonight, John Heston with a monkey with a gun in his own house. Film and 11.
You're the only one.
What he has
of
to say, though, you know, seems similar in a sense to what Tolkien is talking about when the elves cut off, you know, in the Cimmerillion, they cut off they make elvish realms unobtainable for anyone else. Right, yeah, absolutely. And also, it's kind of like that same story.
As I've said on the air before, right with this too, is the whole thing about the movement of the continents away from one another.
Yeah.
So one can tell that the previous or Tolkienian age was when the continents were in slightly different locations to one another.
The question that Phil brought up about a week ago, which should be interesting, is I'm rephrasing into my own jargon.
Can you take that off for a minute?
Yeah, take slap off for a second until we get really serious. Thing is that the elves, who are like, who have all the knowledge of nature, right? I mean, like, they are like masters of nature and in harmony with it.
They're monkeys.
Yeah, like monkeys. No, wait. Let me read into that, all right? Then you can come back, which is...
Right.
What I'm saying is that... And they live in the trees, mm-hmm. right? And in Flans, they're called. And they are masters of nature. And they drink. There's drink and laughter in the hall, but they don't smoke any grass or any herbs. I mean, masters of nature
know
what everything
that?
Is. What? Well, as far as Tolkien says, because they don't do it in the Tolkien book, and they don't mention it, and they talk about... drinking, you know, and having a wonderful time. I want to know why they don't smoke grass or hashish or opium or any smoking, you know, thing.
Well, the hobbits smoke. I mean, the point is very clearly made in the books that the hobbits smoke
tobacco. Yeah.
Well, or whatever
it is
they smoke. But I mean, the idea of smoking,
right.
I mean, the idea of smoking, not smoking a specific thing, but the idea of smoking is unique to the hobbits.
That's right. And Gandalf smokes.
Well, yes, he's picked up a quote, bad habit.
Bad habit from the hobbits,
from the hobbits.
And
right.
Saruman, of course, had the tobacco, the long-bottom leaf, imported
for his own
use.
Right.
So you know, everybody was getting high, I guess, because tobacco would be like one of those generic words for what you like to smoke and makes you feel good.
Yeah, tobacco is nicotine, which gets you high.
Or
it also hooks you.
Or anything you smoke. I mean, because how many things are there that people smoke?
Well, what are you talking about, man? Are you talking about smoking, you know, psychedelic substances? Or are you talking
about the
ritual act of putting smoke in your lungs?
No, smoking substances like grass or things that get you
high. That, do you feel that everything you eat gets you high in one way or another?
Everything I eat gets me high one way or the other. Yeah, sure, it keeps me alive. That's a high.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I'll agree that that's the sort of thing that smoking is at, too, you know. But I don't want to put down L's just because they don't smoke dope.
I'm putting L's down. I just wonder if they weren't fully reported on. That's all.
Is anybody fully reported on, man? It's dangerous.
I know.
I mean, that fuddy-duddy old Englishman, you know, even Arthur Conan Doyle really didn't approve that Sherlock Holmes shot cocaine.
That's right.
That was the whole point of Sherlock Holmes.
People
should read those books,
man.
It's really funny. Holmes is a cokehead. Hardly anybody knows about that from watching Basil Rathbone and that other... that one.
Right. Now, that's Dr. Watson. He only sniffed it.
Yeah. That's right. Well, he sniffed around Holmes for years.
That's right.
God must have created marijuana.
Did you have to make them so stupid? Well, I didn't know what I was doing. I was off my tits.
I don't know where the day came from.
But then Jesus had to go down onto the planet Earth and preach the word.
If there is marijuana, then God created everything. He must have created marijuana.
Not going down there. You must
have
a job. That's what the sun does.
Yeah, I do endless God and Jesus conversations.
What does Mum think of all this?
And God is supposed to be James Mason. But doesn't sound like it. I like the idea of Mum.
Just because she's an elven queen.
I feel that if there's God and his son Jesus, then the mother. Oh, the elven queen, this is because I.
No one's going with it. All right.
See how many people laughed at that? Three people.
I don't know who she is.
1,500 in the audience. Only laughed at by three people.
All right, I'll go down. So he goes down, and he goes on the world, and there's dinosaurs everywhere.
So this was a reference, because I'd been touring through New Zealand, and then I found out they were filming Lord of the Rings there, and I thought, I want to be in the Lord of the Rings.
Trying to blend
But I wasn't.
Goes into a dinosaur bar.
So I started putting in the idea that Galadriel from Lord of the Rings, Elven Queen, I think. Is she the one with one of the rings? I think so. I see the mother. I see God... And his son, Jesus, and we know about that, and there must be the mother, God's mother, and I see them as like having divorced, and she's gone off.
Cards?
She's Galadriel, she's got one of the rings. So there, I put Lord of the Rings and merged it into Christian religion. And beards, they've all got beards.
And then after the Greeks, the Greeks, they invented the Olympics, didn't they? Ah, yes. There was the Battle of Marathon. The Battle of Marathon happened, and then this bloke, he ran 26 miles, the length of a marathon, and he said, we've won the Battle of Marathon, and they dropped down dead. Now, if you've lost, you could understand that, because the conquering army would be after you, and they're going to take out that next city, yeah? So you run, they're coming, look, oh, you know? But if you've won, surely you just saunter down. You don't run. You get in a car, you get some naked people with you, you take a lot of drugs, and hey, we've won! 3-0! And you live forever. Surely. All right, so that's true but not funny. That's what you're saying. Okay.
But in the Olympics, in the last Olympics in Britain, we didn't do very well. Got no gold medals at all, which pissed me off. But we're setting up a British Olympics where each and every event is a British event, like the British 100 meters. Excuse me. I think I was here first. We should win that. And then performance-enhancing drugs are banned at the Olympics. Okay, we can swing with that. But performance-debilitating drugs should not be banned. Smoke a joint and win the 100 meters, and fair play to you. That's pretty damn good. Unless someone's dangling a Mars bar off in the distance, you know. Presses the hell out of me. So I think we should have a stoned Olympics. I think there would be us. We'd like a stoned Olympics. If you get 10 runners who are off their faces, it'd be great. Hey, you fucking... Oh, up there. Oh, the Stone Olympics that starts, where people are tested for drugs, their drugs tested to make sure they have taken enough. And if they haven't, they are banned from ever taking part in the Stone Olympics. They start off in Athens, where a joint is lit. A huge camberwell carrot, and then they run the 3 feet to the next athlete. Oh, hello, you're right. Yeah, I've been waiting. We've all bunched up, and all the runners have come. Some of them already rolling their own. Going to pass it. So there's lit candles going in all different directions, all over Europe, until you get to Amsterdam, where the final athlete runs into the stadium, and he runs up to that crucible where the eternal flame is lit, and he gets in and falls asleep. And then the special opening happens with all the colors and brightly painted children run out having recently eaten hash cookies and fall about laughing, and everyone goes, it's amazing, I've never seen anything like this. And the games are not like the normal Olympics where you get up at 6 a.m. and you train hard and you run a race, but it's more you get up at 2 p.m, get down the track, a monkey with a gun starts everything, takes out one of the competitors just for fun. And then you'd get a slice of pizza and you're off on the hurdles. Each event would take about 3 hours. The high jump with people running up going, you gotta be kidding. How'd you get up there? Long jump, they run down, they fall into that sandpit. Best shape wins. Pole vault, they gotta get that pole and throw it over the bar. Javelin, a very dangerous event. Awesome. Nothing personal. Is it a clean break? All right, do you want to just... Can you run? If you run with this over there, I've won, you see. And the final event would be the marathon, the traditional end of the Olympics, where 35 runners from different countries run out of the stadium and are never heard of again.